You can get your own Planet Peterson t-shirt with multiple designs to choose from by going to my Shopify store. Don't let people mistake you for someone who thinks the earth is flat. Proudly show them you're not an idiot. You can also get your very own Spanky. Check out my artwork too. Thanks, enjoy the video.
Who has been around longer, sharks or us? Sharks or humans, according to your evolution theory?
Well, this would be like according to geology and paleontology.
According to evolution theory.
So you wouldn't longer. Even need evolution theory. You could believe in multiple special creations over the eons, and it would still be true. So we don't even need evolution for it. Right, but sharks have been around for much longer than humans.
Okay, so when has another animal birthed from a shark?
Sharks give birth to other sharks literally all the time.
Okay, but when is a non-shark came from a shark?
Why do you think that the way evolution works is an animal gives birth to an animal that is not the same thing as it?
You're just avoiding a question, bro. When is a non-shark came from a
shark? I'm telling you that your argument is extremely naive. I'm going to be nice and say naive.
It's not naive, bro.
Yes, it is. So I got to come up with a new analogy because I've used this one literally 100 times. It's very good because everybody understands it. So do you agree that languages do change, that certain groups of people that speak one language over vast stretches of time, eventually like the entire vocabulary changes pretty much?
I mean, yeah, but that's okay. Nothing to do with the argument.
It has everything to do with the argument because it works the same way. When did somebody ever give birth to a child that just spoke a different language?
Dude, it's still a child.
Yeah, we're talking about languages. And languages and genes are genomes, I guess I should say. They're very, very good comparisons because they actually they replicate and they pass on, and there's actually, you could say they're like I don't want to say too much, but do you agree that no child is ever born speaking a different language?
Yeah.
Okay, that's how it works with evolution. No organism ever gives birth to an organism that is something other than what its parents are. But they are still slightly different. And slight differences added up over vast stretches of time, you get two things on either end of that timeline that are different things. Just like with languages, you can get two people on either end of a timeline or groups of people that are speaking different languages but are relatives of each other. So it works that exact same way with evolution.
You're explaining a different definition. It's called adaptation. Like when we
adaptation don't grow is not a thing that happens. Adapting.
Of course it is, dude. You adapt. Every animal adapts to its environment.
Yeah. How do they do that?
By adapting to its environment.
So I don't know if you know what a tautology is, but you just did it. So without just repeating the claim, how do organisms adapt?
I don't know how else to describe it besides around their environment by aging into new environments. That's not evolution, bro.
I agree that adaptation is not evolution, but adaptation is not a thing that happens.
Of course it is. Why do we not grow wisdom teeth anymore?
It's literally not.
Into a different species by not growing wisdom teeth?
Yeah, why don't we grow wisdom teeth anymore?
Because we adapted to not eating.
Well, no.
We're not.
So you have a Lamarckian view of biology, and Lamarckism was disproved way more than 100 years ago. It's really tragic that you would say that. But
dude, you guys disproved everything. I don't believe it.
Why is it that some people are born without wisdom teeth?
Adaptation.
Why is it that some people are born without wisdom teeth?
Because we don't eat raw foods anymore, bro.
Don't need them. So what is it that causes some people to be born without wisdom teeth?
adaptation. We're not evolving into a new,
again,
not evolving into like
a, it's okay. I'll ask it four times. I have a lot of patience. I work with teenagers. What is it that causes somebody to be born without wisdom teeth? I'm not asking why. I'm asking what causes that to happen.
Dude, I'm not, I don't know.
Yeah, clearly. So why do you have such strong opinions when you can't even back up your own opinions?
Because, dude, I'm simplifying it, dude. I don't need the science for it. When is a non-shark
king? So what I'm trying to describe to you is actually very simple, and you're not simplifying it. You're just not getting something that's very simple.
Yeah, but you still haven't answered my question.
I'm asking you a question, and I'm going to keep going until you just admit that you don't know what you're talking about, or you come up with an answer. So what is it that causes a person to be born without wisdom teeth?
Adaptation.
So that's not a thing. Hold on. Let me provide an alternative answer that holds equal weight to yours. What is it that causes people to be born without wisdom teeth? What is... Yeah, we don't know, right? That doesn't actually explain anything. So I'll answer the question. I'll give you the answer because you can't do this. It's beyond you. The only way to change something about your body physically is either for changes in your genes or the expression of those genes, which is evolution.
Dude, how did we get from fish to human? By not growing
changes in genes and gene expression.
Okay, how did a fish gain DNA?
DNA can duplicate. We know that. We've known that for a very long time. Or unequal amounts of chromosomes or unequal quantities of DNA can be shuffled around during recombination and then passed on. So we've known that for decades, actually.
Since when? Charles Darwin?
No, after that.
After that? After Charles Darwin, we knew that?
Yeah, so the great thing about Darwin, how we know his idea was really brilliant, was because every single new thing we've discovered about biology has confirmed what he thought. That's what makes it a successful, true scientific idea.
Yeah, he was a Satanist too, so.
No, so.
He wasn't. He was a Freemason. Look it up.
Okay.
You can look this up on Google, bro. The person who created NASA has a flat Earth Bible verse on his gravestone. Wernher von Braun gravestone. Look that up on Google.
Yeah, can you Google like? Oh well, never mind.
I know your side, not completely in depth as you do, because I don't believe it, bro.
So you choose to be ignorant of something you don't believe in. That's so...
I'm not ignorant.
That's catastrophically pathetic.
I'm not ignorant, dude. I've learned it. I've learned it through my whole entire...
You said you choose not to know as much because you don't believe in it. So I'm dogmatic in my beliefs. I think that my ideas are true, and I think it's highly unlikely that this crap you believe in is false. But I'm open to the idea that I could be wrong. I would just need evidence. You are dogmatic and you are not open.
Look up Wernher von Braun's gravestone. Look up who he is.
Yeah, so that doesn't prove anything. Okay, I'm gonna write down on a piece of paper, Cole J has poo-poo in his pants. In fact, I'm gonna put it on my epitaph. Cole J 13 has poo-poo pants. And then people will forever be like, you know that TikTok guy that absolutely embarrassed that idiot? Yeah, his gravestone says he has poo-poo in his pants. And then that would prove that you have poo-poo in your pants.
Yeah, it makes sense, dude. You proved a lot by saying that.
I proved just as much as you did by making exact same type of claim.
Nothing, bro, because you just completely wrapped around every question that I had.
No, I didn't.
You answered my question by asking me a question.
What was your question?
When does a non-shark come out of a shark?
Never.
Same thing. You could say this with never. Exactly. So how did we evolve from sharks?
Because over long spans of time, small changes, with small changes over vast stretches of time, you end up with something on this side of the timeline being something different than something on this end of the timeline. Just like with languages, groups of people that are related, people here in the modern age can be speaking a completely different language than your ancestors thousands of years ago did.
All right, so some sharks chose not to evolve? Is that what you're saying?
You can't choose to evolve. Again, you have a very Lamarckian view of the world. I don't think you even know what Lamarckism is, which is weird because you apparently believe in it. But we've known that Lamarckism is false for an extremely long time.
Dude, what I'm trying to tell you is I don't believe what you guys believe. So you telling me that?
Why not, though?
Because it's blatantly false, bro, by all observations.
Such as?
That we've never seen a non-shark come from a shark, bro. It's your theory is a theory. The theory of evolution is called theory for
a reason. Yeah, it's predicated on evidence. Yeah.
It's not proven.
It's a collection of proven hypotheses. Yes, that's what theories are.
Upon ideas. That's a definition of theory.
That's a definition of theory, but a scientific theory is an accurate model of multiple confirmed hypotheses that all converge toward a unifying explanation for a set of phenomena.
It's a widely agreed upon idea, and it's not proven.
Yeah, why is it agreed upon? Why is it agreed upon?
Because you guys, because the people who rule the world are atheists, bro, and they're driving us away from religion. Why do you think?
Oh God, you're fucking stupid.
It's the same thing with everything.
And religion is trying to drive us away from science there. Religion is the evil thing. And I'll just declare that science is good and true, and what you believe in is false and bad. There, that's my argument.
Who came first?
Who came first?
Yes, science or religion?
Oh, religion.
Yeah, exactly. So how is religion trying to drive away science when science wasn't even created before religion?
Because science has proven that these religious stories are bullshit.
Religion
is backed into a corner and it's in its death throes.
Religion's packed away in its corners, dude.
It's backed into a corner and is in its death throes. That's what I actually said.
Meaning it's going to be extinct? Is that what you mean?
I don't know if it'll ever completely go away, but people have conceded so many religious dogmas and beliefs. Like, I mean, an idiot like you thinks the earth is flat, and that was never really a popular religious belief, but they believed that that we lived in a geocentric universe, and that idea was eventually abandoned.
Do you know how many people believe in flat earth? According to Forbes... According to every...
More than zero, which is a problem.
33% of the U.S. population.
Yeah, you're an actual idiot or a liar. I don't know.
Look it up on Google, dude. Look it up on Google. Don't trust me.
So when I find out that what you said isn't true, what are you going to do?
You can kick me off once you find out what I said is true. And if it's not...
What should I Google? Forbes? No, which... Thinking that for, well, they may just be reporting the study.
Survey of U.S. population that believes in flat earth.
I'm going to make a prediction. I haven't hit enter yet. My prediction.
It's going to say only two-thirds of
my prediction is that you're going to lump. My prediction is that what you're doing is you're lumping in people that aren't sure with people that positively claim that the earth is flat, which would be extremely dishonest and stupid.
You guys trust Google, so trust Google.
Only 2/3 of American millennials.
Oh my God, no way. That's what it says? Not like I just said that.
Only 2/3 of American millennials. Never heard you say millennials. You said Americans. So you picked one generation. My generation, by the way. Believe the earth is round. That's a clickbaity title. And I guarantee that to make that, they're lumping in people that say aren't sure with that. Total percent. Wait, what? Do you believe the survey found that 2% of Americans firmly believe the earth is flat? So you're wrong. It's 2%.
Dude, you read the survey, bro.
The survey found that 2% of Americans firmly believe the earth is flat. So
read the survey.
I'm reading the survey, and it says 2% of Americans firmly believe the Earth is flat.
Yeah, and 2% are firmly believe.
Is 2% one third?
Dude, because the other.
Why are you still here? You're wrong. You're literally wrong.
The other 31% don't believe that it's round.
No, they're not sure.
Okay. Yes. What's don't believe? Exactly.
You're fucking precious, dude.
Dude, you're reading an article, bro. It's you, not me.
Is this saying 84% of people believe the world is round? So where did this two-thirds thing come from?
It says two-thirds of millennials. Sorry, I didn't include millennials, bro. My fault.
Oh, is the rest of the survey saying people that the rest of the population? Okay. Millennials in America sometimes get a bad reputation, this time for a good reason. A recent survey. Wow. I'm reading. A recent survey found that just 66% of young adults aged 18 to 24 years old. That's not millennials. What the fuck? When was this published? In 2018? So that was six years ago, I guess. But that's still not... I'm a millennial, and I was way older than that.
It's crazy, bro, right?
It's crazy. Have always believed the Earth is round. So what you've done is you've said, well, if two-thirds of them believe it's round, then that means the rest claim that it's flat, and that's not the case. Like, if only 80%... I'm literally still talking. If only 80% of the population thinks God exists, that doesn't mean 20% of the population thinks God doesn't exist. You can have a substantial portion of the rest of that 20% that isn't sure. So
should be 100%.
Okay.
God's written in the Constitution, bro. It's what our country's based off of. You guys are driving the
whole country away. God appears nowhere in the Constitution.
In God we trust? That's not in the Constitution?
No, it's not.
Okay, sure.
It's literally not.
All right.
How can you be wrong about everything? That's incredible.
It's on every dollar bill we see, bro.
Yeah, that was in the 50s because of the Red Scare.
Okay, so our country isn't based off of God.
It's abso-fucking-lutely not.
Say the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance was, we didn't start saying that until the 1900s.
Dude, our country's based off of God, dude. Yeah, you're going to deny
it. Literally isn't.
It literally is.
Tell me what it means to be based off of God.
It means that, like, the founders of this country wanted everyone to believe in God.
No, they literally didn't. John Jay had some thoughts like that. Hamilton was a Christian, and Adams was like a Unitarian, but Jefferson wasn't. Franklin wasn't.
People are saying I never went to school.
What?
People are saying I never went to school.
Maybe you didn't. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a collegiate national champion. Who are these guys? Probably single dads sitting on their phone.
Cool. What sport?
Swimming.
Oh, cool. That's not a sport, but whatever.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that one, actually. All right. Talk about the Big Bang?
No.